27 yards. Hunter Bone 0 for 2. Tanner Foley 1 for 1. Dave Hansen.
Keep in mind there, Mack Leggettle also caught a touchdown pass on those two receptions. But again, looking at these offensive stats, I think the biggest thing you got to see is Ryan Kind, 3 for 7 for 28 yards. Yes, he had the two touchdowns, but he did throw an interception, had three incompletions outside of that, compared to Matt Mychek's 3 for 4. He also had two touchdown passes and 75 yards passing. So definitely Ubley had the edge in the passing game. Keep in mind, Clark, another stat for you. First downs tonight, Ubley and USA were tied at 13 apiece in first downs tonight.
Despite Ubley being able to move the ball and USA's offense kind of going stagnant at times, they still had the same amount of first downs.
Exactly. The difference, though, Ubley converted 63% of their third downs. They were 7 of 11 compared to USA's 5 for 12.
That's the difference maker.
And then on fourth down, Ubley was 2 for 4 compared to USA's 2 for 6. So, again, yes, they had the first down, but when they didn't, they were in third down in long situations and fourth down in long situations that they didn't convert.
Ubley had 40 tackles on the night, one interception, no tackles for a loss, but two sacks for 8 yards and one tip pass and only one penalty on defense for 15 yards. Anthony Sweeney and Dominic Rosenthal each had 8 tackles on the night, leading the way for the Bearcats. Skyler Lasoski had 5 tackles, Derek Brown with 4, Darren Soule with 3, as well as Nathan Keller and Jonathan Brandle. Adam Grifka and Aaron Klama each with 2, and then Gregory Keller and Zach Walker each with 1. As far as the sacks are concerned, Adam Grifka and Skyler Lasoski each had 1, and Adam Grifka also had a batted down pass, and Matt Mychek brought in the interception. The only penalty on defense for Ubley was a 15-yard face mask. For the USA Patriots, Joshua Lang with 2 tackles, but Cooper Caulfield in with 11 tackles on the night, Blake Ryerson and Travis Kreiderman each with 5, as well as Tanner Foley. Macklin Gettle had 4 tackles, Max Slater with 2, Brennan Prime with 2, and Joshua Lang with 2, Hunter Bone with 1 tackle, as well as Cody Finkbeiner. They did have 1 sack for 7 yards. That was Macklin Gettle. 1 interception for 26 yards return for Jonas Yoder. 1 forced and recovered fumble, but they did have 3 penalties on defense for, 28 yards, a pass interference, an offsides, and a personal foul.
And to keep in mind, just made me remember that the one penalty that Ubley had on defense was a 15-yard personal foul face mask. That came on the first drive of the game, that scoring drive right after Ubley fumbled to start the game. That was a free 15 yards the defense gave to the USA offense, basically handing them the red zone, saying, yeah, why don't you go ahead and score on us, in which they did. So outside of that penalty, which really hurt them because it basically gave USA 6 points, Ubley really shaped up there when it come to penalties, and they got more sound on defense as the game went on outside of the final drive of the game.
Final score, Ubley 28, USA 12. Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
I think it's fair to say Cooper Caulfield was probably the guy to talk about if you're going to talk about USA. He was in, I don't think we had a series go by where we didn't call his name on defense. Obviously, Tanner Foley was not healthy tonight. Outside of the one touchdown run, they really had not much offense at all on the other side of things. The game ball's got to go to Matt Mychek. I think he definitely outperformed Ryan Kine in this game. He stood out, and he certainly proved, I know to me, that if they need to they need a pass or they want to mix in play action, that is there, and other coaches are going to have to game plan for it because he threw a couple dimes to start the game. But a lot of good contributors there. Jonathan Brandle really had to take over when Derek Brown did not play. And then when Gregory Keller went out, then you seen Derek come in to help finish the game. But hopefully Derek Brown can get healthy, and if he can get anywhere near 100%, this team has a lot of upside.
Ubley next week is on Thursday because of Labor Day, at home against Cass City, and then on the road at Vassar and then Brown City through the mid-September.
A couple tough games coming up here in the, against the West.
And USA, of course, next week is on the road at Marlette and then home against Sandusky before entering into Greater Thumb West play, home against Cass City on the 16th. So some interesting schedules coming up.
Yes, definitely. Just a couple games that we heard about before we go off the air. Harbor Beach 58, Bad Axe 28, 11 minutes left in that game. New Haven leads Brown City 28-16, 7.5 minutes left to go in that game.
Tonight's game presentation of the WLIV Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and M25 in Sebring, Diaz Services for all of your agricultural needs in Cass City, Kinetic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Maddox, more motor sales of Carroll, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer, B&D Heating and Cooling of Maddox, a healthy Michigan of Sebring, Valley Enterprises, Randy's Honey Center, 269 Guns, Countryside Transportation and Stacks Market of Owendale, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Maddox, the Ubley Motor Service, and USA Schools Think USA. Dave Hansen, final thoughts.
All right, Clark, it's good to be back in the box. We're happy to get game number one under our belts. Maybe not quite the back-and-forth slugfest I thought we were hoping to see. USA definitely not healthy, didn't play their best game, and obviously a little sloppy for the Bearcats as well, as expected in week one. But Ubley obviously proved to us that they're still the team to beat in the East as far as we're concerned. They did enough to beat a tough USA team on the road. Looking forward to see how Ubley stays in it with a couple more West teams coming up, and obviously USA here gets a break. Hopefully they can take down Marlette next week and get their first win of the season.
So final score from USA found Ubley leading, and when the final buzzer hit, 28-12 over the USA Patriots. Ubley, 28-18. My apologies indeed.
Can I get a little stab at the round table?
You won.
Exactly.
You won.
That's all I wanted to hear.
So you want to know for Dave Hansen as well. Dave Hansen, in-game analysis for the WLIV Sports Network, now into his fifth season. Doug Cole, our Director of Sports Information from Livonia, Michigan, and Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations. You can, of course, follow her on Twitter at WLAW Sports. Just look for that on Facebook and Twitter. We will see you on Sunday for the Strong Side at 7 p.m., and then again on Thursday as Sagan Novell against Bad Axe. See you then.
Up to half off mechanics tool sets and tool storage during the Labor Day Savings event at Sears Appliance and Hardware in Bad Axe. Save 40% or more on appliance doorbusters and up to 30% off all appliances. How about a Kenmore 6-burner stainless steel gas grill with storage, only $399.99? Get up to 20% off power lawn and garden equipment, plus 5% instant savings or 12-month special financing on purchases over $299 with your Sears card.
This is Nancy Mahalski from Craftsman Tools to 10 major brands of appliances and the professional advice you need. Visit Sears Appliance and Hardware in Bad Axe, open 7 days a week.
Shopping in Bad Axe also means heading to the North End for reasons why. Sears Appliance and Hardware, Ashley Furniture, McKenzie Jewelers, and McDonald's Food and Family Center.
Protect your home from pests from the ground up with the help of Beeline Pest Control, LLC of Caseville. Your home should be your refuge, a place of comfort, relaxation, and safety. And you should not fear the presence of pests that can cause discomfort in your home or business. Beeline Pest Control, LLC is committed to keeping spiders, ants, yellow jackets, and all other general crawling insects out of your home and businesses as well.
Hi, this is Dale Clark, owner of Beeline Pest Control. Receive the one-on-one attention that you deserve so your pest problems are resolved the first time. Give me a call at 989-375-2350. That's 989-375-2350. And remember, trusting in Beeline Pest Control yields results.
From the classics of yesterday to the hits of today.
Good evening and good game too, right? I hope you all got to enjoy that as I did. Ubley and USA game. First one of the season. And, we're going to get back into the music. How about that, guys? It's a special request, as a matter of fact. This one is going out to Abby from Larry. You look wonderful tonight, lady. At least that's what he's saying. You go, girl.